Madam President, Honorable Ministers, Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I bring with me cordial greetings from the people and the government of Nepal and their best wishes for the success of this assembly. Nepal commends leadership of Director General Dr. Margaret Chan in these challenging times and appreciate her firm commitment to keep the people at the center of all activities. Madam President, Nepal supports the choice of the theme for this assembly. There are projections that the growth of non-communicable disease will be the highest where the human deprivation are widely prevalent. And cities are thriving because our response has been poor, both at national and international levels. While 80% of deaths due to NCD occur in developing countries, just 2.3% of international development assistance for health goes there to address NCDs. This funding gap is extremely worrying for the future of the global health protection. Madam President, the interim constitution of Nepal provides basic health care and reproductive health as a fundamental right of the people. We consider the right to health with equitable access to quality health care, more so by vulnerable and marginalized people, is an integral part of socio-economic transformation. Nepal has registered significant improvements in equality of access to health services after we adopted the sector-wide approach. Nepal got 2 awards in 2010 for exceptional progress for MDG-4 from the Gavi Alliance and for MDG-5 from the United Nations. This is an outstanding example of how, despite various challenges, success can be achieved with excellent policies and plans and the commitment and dedication of the health workforce. In our health programs, we continue to focus on the MDGs and other elements of essential health care, including communicable and non-communicable diseases, nutrition, mental health, and injuries, among others. We have a policy of public-private partnership to deliver and scale up many of our preventive and curative health services. We have excellent coordination with our development partners, as is reflected in the signing of the national contract and the joint financing arrangement. In 2010, Nepal expressed commitments to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's Global Action Plan for Women and Children's Health. The government of Nepal launched a year-long campaign against gender-based violence last year and continues to implement the multisectoral national action plan against GBV. Madam President, Nepal is experiencing an alarming rise of NCDs. The ratio between communicable and non-communicable diseases is now almost equal in the country. This is further aggravated by the impacts of interconnected crises, including food and fuel crisis, climate change, and increased risk of vector-borne diseases. We are implementing many behavior change communications and carrying out promotional activities for healthy lifestyle, including yoga and physical exercise. Nepal has recently passed the Tobacco Control and Regulatory Bill, paving the way for implementation of tobacco control activities for the prevention of NCDs. We have established 3 cancer centers and 1 heart center for providing curative services. The government is providing special schemes for the treatment of selected NCDs for people below the poverty line. The government of Nepal is promoting the use of community forestry schemes and smokeless ovens in an effort to reduce the indoor air pollution and promote healthy environment. Madam President, the 4th UN Conference on Least Developed Countries held last week in its program of action for the decade 2011 to 2020 clearly recognized major challenges in improving the health status of LDC's population and calls upon the development partners to provide financial and technical support to strengthen their national health systems in the capacity of the chair of the LDCs group, Nepal strongly appeals to the international community for scale up strong and sustained level of international assistance for the prevention and control of NCDs. Finally, we believe that only through our collective, concerted and cooperative efforts, the magnitude and rapid spread of NCDs can be prevented. My government remains committed to work together with the WHO and the international community in building a strong public health system that promptly and equitably responds to local and global public health challenges. I thank you all for your kind attention. Thank you very much.